When I had Nate Marrera on here, he fucking, he's like a big oaf. So, like, he kept kicking this. And, like, by the end of the episode, it was like, I wasn't even in it. I'm like, I'm going to keep moving to the side.
It's fucking terrible.
How are you, Tyler?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
You're not good enough because that microphone is too far from your face.
What the fuck?
Either sit closer or move it. I mean, Christ.
I'm chilling. Is it better?
It's like this is the first time you've been on here.
Yeah, I've been on here like 7 times.
But now people can see you. Hopefully. I mean, last time I thought people were going to get to see you and some shit went wrong.
Shit, yeah, nah, the camera doesn't like me. That, you know, problem my whole life.
Right.
Camera's never liked me. Camera's always breaking when my face pops off or something.
It's strange, because...
Yeah, it's just something. It's just, like, the way I look.
Yeah.
It just fucks with zero technology.
Right. Maybe you're a little thinner now, so...
Yeah.
It'll help. Yeah. They were like, he could be... thin and look like that, but he can't be chubby.
Add 10 pounds though, and you know, right. Still.
Well, now maybe it'll look normal.
It's like it takes it away. Every time I go on camera, I lose weight in real life. Like,
is that what's been happening? Yeah, you've just been in front of the camera?
Yeah, just in front of the camera, fucking shedding pounds. Just,
right.
Yeah, not even sweating.
Just it does it. It's radiation.
Yeah. Shit. Wait. Coming on here, like driving here, I wanted to really talk about the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
Let's just fucking go right into the fucking Zodiac Killer.
Why? What makes you want to talk about, like?
He just got, well, they think they know who the Zodiac Killer is.
Because really?
I read a bunch of articles.
Okay.
And like the Code Cracker team or whatever. It's like a fucking team of like 40 people. That are like
40 people. It's a big mob.
40-ish that
damn.
Like used to be in the military and shit. Some of them and other people used to, you know, all, you know, investigating crime now. And I guess they think they got two other cases too, but the Zodiac Killer is the big one. And it's this dude that like died in 2018 from like a...
So they think it could be a guy that already died.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about
it. They definitely think it's somebody that already died. They linked him to another murder that like the Zodiac Killer wasn't already linked to.
How many people did he fuck up? How many did he... Do you know?
I don't know the exact total that the Zodiac Killer had, but I know it was like... The big thing was they just never found out who he was.
I know. That guy's like... How smart is he to have come up with a fucking code... Like his own alphabet.
Well, I guess the code actually, one of the articles I read said his full name's in one of the letters he sent, but you have to know the entire name to be able to like encrypt the code.
Yeah.
And he, and like that's kind of how they did it. They like discovered the name and then they found out like.
Remember when they were saying Ted Cruz was the Zodiac Killer?
Yeah.
Because they like, they fucking. Match the sketches.
The guy
like,
was running for president, right?
Yeah, he was he was like a rep in Texas or some shit.
I remember that. He could have totally passed too, just because of like his face and you know he looked
imagine
like a fucking serial killer.
He just changed his whole life and just
yeah.
Like, I killed mad people and now I'll do it as a. Now I can kill people as the head of the country, and it'll be legal.
Yeah.
I would think that's something the Zodiac Killer would want
to
do.
As a president, to be also a serial killer, that's pretty, like, that's some Adolf Hitler type shit. But he was out in the open about it.
Right.
And serial killers aren't out in the open about it.
Well, to be, I think if you're already the president, you're probably a serial killer. Like, not beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be crazy if the Zodiac Killer, who was actually a serial killer, went ahead and became president afterwards because he was a serial killer first.
Mm.
Most presidents are serial killers once they become president because now they can bomb places and they can kill the fuck out of people.
They can. That's not really... That doesn't really go on record as being a serial killer.
I think it should.
It definitely should, but, like, you know, that's not, like, somebody just kidnapping a woman and, you know, killing her in the back of the car and then tossing her body in the woods with notes saying, yo, bitch-ass cops, you're never catching me. You don't know who I am.
In a crazy language.
Yeah.
But then again, a serial killer might, if he's real high-tech, have a drone strike that kills some innocent women and children, like happened recently. sent by the President of the United States, and we speak quite a different language than they do. So it's pretty close. We probably left them a note.
We probably said, hey.
The drone probably had a recorded message.
Yeah.
Like they had no idea what the drone was saying.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, who in Kabul or Afghanistan takes the time to learn English?
English, yeah.
It's rare, I would think. They're run by the Taliban.
What language do they speak over there?
James told me what it was, and I fucking forget. You'd think it'd be like Arabic. Afghanistan or something.
Yeah,
or Afghan.
Or Arabic, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like...
I have no fucking idea. Who knows? They're all toothless mutts.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to talk about languages. And, you know, I know English. That's it.
Yeah, I know. That's the most important one anyway.
That's what. Fucking canceled. Oh, yeah, I just feel it. Be fucking canceled on Twitter.
Yeah, no such thing. People are the worst. I mean, don't get me wrong. Maybe what I said before maybe wasn't the nicest, but it's my Twitter, so eat a dick. That person responded to me today.
Really?
Pretty good, yeah.
You unfortunately can't argue with people on Twitter. I remember one time, it was a long time ago, I said something about sandwiches that I probably shouldn't have. And
sandwiches?
Yeah, sandwiches, you know, stay in the kitchen. And
okay.
I'm not going to say who it was directed towards.
Sure.
You know, but a lot of women came at me on that day. It was just
You said who it was directed towards.
It was just a joke. I wasn't serious.
Right.
It was just a joke.
Speaking of just jokes, did you watch the Chappelle special yet?
I have not.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I saw you talking about it.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, he talks about... most of it, a good part of the special is him talking about like the backlash he got from the transgender and LGBT community and shit like that.
Oh, the last special?
From the last special, which,
special was hysterical.
Oh my God. One of the most creative jokes ever. They're all in the car and driving and shit. Like
the different letters.
Yeah. It's so fucking good. But he addresses that for most of the special. And, I mean, he makes it a point that they're jokes. Like,
yeah.
He jokes about everybody. Like, and he talks about, like, DaBaby and how he got canceled. This one has... That joke has kind of been going kind of viral. I think 50 Cent put it up. And he's talking about how, like... He's like, I don't think they know DaBaby's history. He's a pretty wild guy. He's like, he once shot and killed a guy in Walmart, North Carolina. Then he's like... Nothing bad happened to his career.
It was great. He's like, in this country, you can literally kill...
He said a word I can't say.
He's like, you can kill this person and and nothing bad will happen to you.
But if one gay person's feelings are hurt, or God forbid, gay people's feelings are hurt, and you're done. And I mean, it's an interesting point. Obviously, nobody wants to be offensive, but I mean, he's a rapper. He talks about killing and shooting and fucking bitches and, you know what I'm saying? And robbing, like, you guys are turning up to that. And then he comes on stage and says, if y'all sucking dick, don't do this. And like, who gives a fuck? It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And he's young. He's going wild on stage. Like,
what he said on stage went a little over the top.
Dave Chappelle said that. He's like, I know I go hard in the paint, but I was like, damn, DaBaby, what the fuck? But for a guy that killed a guy in Walmart, I mean, it's pretty tame.
For a gangster, yeah.
Yeah.
For like a rapper like that. Like,
right.
I feel like Lil Wayne would have said something similar back in the day.
Sure.
Like, yeah.
You'd probably say it now.
I feel like he'd say it a lot more vocal now.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's wilding out his older age.
It's weird because old people will look now and be like, oh, you can say anything. And it's pretty true because at one point, obscenity was a misdemeanor. At one point, Frank Sinatra went to jail because he had sex with a married woman. Like, you could have gone to jail for that at one point.
How long did he get for that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, he's like 23 in that picture. That's his mugshot from that. I think it says adultery under there as the fucking law that he broke. Like, imagine that. But there really is like a fucking... It's mainly because of this, like, woke idea. Like, we gotta be woke, and everybody's gotta not ever have their feelings hurt ever. Like, there's never just joking anymore. Like, oh, it's just a joke. That shit. Nobody agree. Nobody's like, everyone takes everything fucking seriously.
Everything's like a touchy subject now.
Yeah. Everyone's on edge. Like,
yeah, it's a weird. Even, I don't know the exact details, but Mark Zuckerberg was in court like last week.
Oh, shit.
I was listening to, don't judge me, you know, I still listen to the radio in my car like a normal citizen should.
Oh, the radio.
The radio.
Holy
the ads,
shit.
You know, I like the ads. The ads keep me going. Brilliant. However, the radio lady was talking about how, like, Mark Zuckerberg said that social media wasn't harmful to anybody. Like, it doesn't harm children.
No, not at all.
It doesn't harm anybody in any way. And then she went to point out that, like, there was, like, 200 or something suicides from Instagram, like, alone.
In a month, and,
like,
probably.
Yeah, in, like, a small, short of time. Like,
yeah. It's the worst. Social media, I mean, all right, when it first came out, everyone was like, okay, there's definitely some good benefits to this shit. Mm. Like, and it's just like anything else. When you first kind of get introduced to something, you're still able to differentiate it from real life and, you know, whatever the fuck it is. If you got into cooking, you know, you're not necessarily consumed by the idea of cooking all day. Mm. You just kind of cook. You want to try a new recipe. And then if later on it turns out you really, really like it, then sure. Just like when emails first came out. Not everybody was on email. Everyone was like, oh, that shit's going to die out. But then shit picks up. And with social media, at first, it was like, okay, we can stay connected to our family members that maybe don't live close to us. We can meet new people. We can fucking advertise our businesses more or less for free. And then now it's become like a cesspool. It's become the new kind of, in my mind, I think it's become the new television. Because
it's really time consuming if that's like the route you're gonna take with that, like,
yeah,
it's people spend like hours on hours a day on their phones, which is on their phone, mostly social media. Like, it doesn't matter what you're on, TikTok, Facebook, fucking Instagram, Twitter. I was gonna say MySpace.
I'm still on MySpace.
I'm MySpace in my phone. I think people still use MySpace. You can like go on MySpace. I don't know what people use MySpace for. Back in the day, MySpace was a fun place.
It was lit.
You know, you could go on people's profile. It had a song play when you were on their profile. It was all bright lights and stuff. You know, profiles were nice. Now Facebook profiles are boring.
Yeah.
Facebook's like, now the only reason I have Facebook is because people post the funniest shit on Facebook.
Right.
Like, they, like, people on Facebook really share their entire lives on Facebook.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm an asshole. I get a kick out of, you know, people's misery sometimes. And Facebook, sometimes when, like, for example, you know, there's people on Facebook that just, like, tweet about their entire relationships, right?
Sure.
One day, baby daddy's cheating on her, but the next day they're a happy family.
Right.
And, like, you kind of get to, it's like a it's like a reality TV show.
Yeah, it is.
But Facebook, you know, people you went to middle school with now are watching their entire lives unfold.
Right. Like, it even matters.
No,
like,
it doesn't matter.
Like, who gives a fuck? Like, when I had Diaby on here, we were talking about how there's no, the idea of calling somebody and asking how they're doing and what's going on in their life and having a, you know, 30-minute, hour conversation, that shit doesn't exist anymore. Because we know everything that's going on in everybody's lives.
Exactly.
We know it. You can look, literally today, you can find out what somebody is doing right now today.
Yeah, like, you don't have to, like, talk to anybody to vent anymore.
Right.
Because, like, they do their venting on Facebook or Twitter. Like, Twitter rants, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they just make me close the app. I'm just like, done for Twitter. Done for Twitter for a week.
Yeah. Depends who it is, definitely. But it definitely is bad. Like, how is that not detrimental to children? Like, all we're seeing, not to cut you off, but all we're seeing is the best parts of people's lives.
Exactly, exactly.
Most of the time.
And, like, that's, like, with children, like, that's bring more like body dysphoria and stuff out like that because of like Instagram models and shit like that, and now young girls think they have to like look like that at a certain age. And then also online bullying is like getting like bigger than ever.
Thank God.
Like,
what's I bought called? Stock in online what's bullying years ago.
Cyberbullying. That's what it's fucking called.
Cyberbullying was like the talk of the town when we were in middle school.
Yeah, there was a whole play about it.
Well, yeah, we did we worked on that, didn't we? Torty, were you a part of that? I don't remember.
Yeah, we did a lot. We did like.
We did the sets.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. But yeah, cyberbullying back then, it was still kind of like newish, I guess.
Yeah, because social media was still new. Like, we were still on the move from like MySpace to Facebook. Like,
right.
Like, Facebook was still like a year, two, 3 years old.
Facebook was the big one. I think that was the real big one because it let you do fucking everything.
I had like 65 days played on Farmville.
Really?
Like, OG. Like middle school Facebook Farmville.
I never got into the Farmville.
My farm was fucking bonkers. But yeah, no, cyberbullying.
My favorite kind. Because you could do it anywhere.
Yeah, even on the farm. No,
you could do it from anywhere that has Wi-Fi. And even then, you don't even need the Wi-Fi.
With when that was all happening with us, like cyberbullying was still really new. But I feel like it's gone to so like many lengths and extremes. Catfishing is another fucking thing that comes out of social media.
Sure.
There's a whole very fucking detrimental show about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even that is, like, kind of old. Like, everyone's like, catfish. Like, back in the day when the show was, like, big, people would be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, a laughing thing because there's fucking apps. There's Tinder and all that shit.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, wow, I got catfished again. Like, it's not even a thing anymore. Yeah. Where before, everyone was like, you're on a dating site and you invest your time and you're talking to this person you finally meet and you think you're, you know, meeting some, I don't know, beautiful Italian man who's all muscular and rides horses and it turns out to be some fat guy in his basement. You're like,
Dating sites like that were, like, before our time. Like fucking eHarmony and Christian Mingle.
Yeah, well, they're real specific now. They have, like, farmers, like, you know, like, blackchristiansmeet.com. Like, I don't know, it's weird. I remember being I used to go to the camp at Knotty Park, and one of my counselors, really cool guy, we were all, like, kind of sitting around, and he was probably in his 20s, like, how old we are now, and he's like, we were all talking, and he's like, if I ever fucking have to go on the internet to meet a woman or to date, he's like, just blow my fucking head off, just kill me. And now that is like the main way people meet people,
especially like after the pandemic. Like, that's all people are doing, just going online meeting people. Like, they're making new friends online. Like,
yeah,
fucking even in Call of Duty now you can fucking make friends. Like, I saw TikTok the other day, guy met a girl on Call of Duty like 8 months ago, and now they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
They've been dating for like mad long now.
That's a modern love story.
Fucking Call of Duty love right there. Like, she had like 7 kills, so we bought her dinner.
Right.
That's
pretty good.
Like, imagine somebody bought me dinner every time I had a fucking good game. Like, that's a lot of fucking free dinner.
You'd have like no dinner.
That's fucked up.
I just hooked my Xbox back up. I haven't been playing as much because no one else plays. But
yeah, gotta start streaming.
Right. Yeah, there's a way to use this switcher that could help, but I don't know how to, like, hook it up to the TV.
Mm.
So it's, like, a weird thing.
You need, like, HDMI.
Well, I tried that, and it doesn't, like, show up on my computer. Mm. It's weird. I don't know. I think this thing only works for cameras. But it says, I don't know. Who gives a fuck? I do want to get another TV, though, because when me and Chris were on here, we were Zooming with Dave. From Colorado.
Yeah.
And we were able to put it on the TV through AirPlay.
Hmm.
But this TV doesn't have AirPlay, so I'd like to get one with that. So then anytime we want to look at something or Google some shit, it'll be right up there.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
But to my original point that I never got to was how social media is like the TV now. Obviously, like you said, it is time consuming, but it's like the default for people. Like, back when I was, I don't know, not super young, but, like, maybe freshman in high school, sophomore in high school, I I would like kind of look at my parents or look at older people, and I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers watch TV like all the time. Like when they're not doing something, their default is to just watch TV.
Yeah.
And for us, and always in my mind, I'm like, at that time, I wasn't watching like any TV. I was more so on like YouTube for like something quick and whatever. But I was always like, fuck watching TV. Fuck that shit. It's a waste of time. And now I find myself on my phone for just as long as someone would watch TV.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's taken over like that. That there's a new waste of time now and it's on your phone. It's fucked.
No, yeah. It is, because people do spend a lot of time. And there's so much shit to do on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, you got so many, like, not even just social media. You can play games on your phone. You can fucking, you can do anything.
You can watch TV on your phone. You can. So it's like, it's even worse.
People make money on their phones. You can fucking buy stocks on your phone.
Yeah.
And fucking learn about stocks.
They're magic.
You can go on Reddit and fucking go into the fucking Reddit stock people and see what they're about to bring back to life. You know, like, fucking, you can do anything.
I wonder what they are going to bring back to life over on Wall Street Bets.
I don't know, but I was talking about GameStop yesterday, because GameStop had like a crazy Xbox release.
Yeah.
And like, GameStop was about to go out of business when those consoles were coming out.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean,
when those consoles were first announced, GameStop was going to get one run and then go out of business. Like, yeah. They weren't going to be around for like the... Now they're like...
Made
their,
some money.
I remember their stores, like before COVID, they had signs like... Everything goes, like, everything's gotta go, closing down.
Yeah.
And now, like, the one in Smithfield closed down. It's open again.
Oh,
the one
shit.
In Providence Place is open, like...
There's a resurgence.
Yeah,
thank
like...
Thank you, Wall Street Bets.
GameStop's bad, but thanks to Wall Street Bets. That'd be crazy.
Well, dude, they made so much fucking money, like... Because what people don't understand is what a stock actually is. And what that is that company is... they make money every time... they offer stock. Or every time someone buys stock, essentially you become an owner, part owner of the company, because you're giving them money and they're in turn giving you returns. So like, if GameStop was trading at whatever it was, $30 a share, it was priced at that, and then all of a sudden it's $300 a share, I mean, fuck. They just made $300 for every share. I don't know how many shares they had out. Say they had, I don't know, 500,000 shares. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're going to milk that. They're going to keep trying to, you know.
I think they were in debt, too. And like,
oh, hell yeah.
That's a big thing that they got at. They were able to get out of debt and have some to, like, open these stores back up and, like, get back on their feet.
It's crazy.
Fucking, what was the other, the movie place?
AMC.
Yeah.
Dude, I bought, so when I was in college, I took an investments class.
Mm-hmm.
And we were using something called StockTrack. And it was like, you got like fake money, they gave you like $500,000, and you could create a portfolio, buy, sell, whatever the fuck you wanted to do. And I bought AMC, like back then, obviously on fake money, but it was back then. And it was like, it was mad cheap. And I just thought, like, imagine if I had actually bought that in real life back then, and then just for whatever reason held it, and it went up to whatever the fuck it went to, like $300 or something. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Like, AMC went crazy. A bunch of, they did it.
Bath and Beyond, like, or Bed, whichever one it is. Bed, Bath. What's the other one? There's one that's close to it.
Bath and Body Works.
Right. That's the one I always get confused.
The
but
store.
It was Bed, Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, Bed, Bath and Beyond. That's the store that is in Click.
Click. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
That's where he gets the remote.
Right.
And that store is...
With Christopher Walken in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking back on it, that movie kind of got some plot holes.
Like what? I haven't seen it in a while.
But I don't know. Like, where does that room come from? Because at the end, that room's not in... Bath and Body.
Sure.
Now I'm calling it the Candle Place.
That's all right.
Bed, Bath and Beyond.
Triple B. Big baller brand. What happened to that? Did that guy just get like exiled out of basketball?
Well, his sons are all in the NBA. Two of the three are in the NBA. LiAngelo's like trash.
Sure.
LiAngelo Ball. He's not. He's the worst ball out of the three.
And so they just like fuck him.
Lonzo
fuck the dad.
Lonzo was in the league for a minute.
Yeah.
And he still is. I don't know what team he's on. Maybe like...
I don't know
the
either.
The Pelicans?
Terrible.
Somewhere random. But he does all right. The man is LaMelo.
Right. That's what I heard.
He plays for Charlotte. That's where the baby's from.
That's right. Killing people in Walmart.
Yeah, LaMelo dunks on people in Walmart.
Does he?
No, but I just wanted that. I
can't imagine that being that hard. You see who goes shopping in Walmart?
It's fucking behemoths.
I mean, I go there too, but...
Yeah, but imagine LaMelo tries to block, like, the big, big dude at Walmart, and he just, like...
Right.
Swats of shit, like...
I can see it
Big
happening.
Dave, like...
Big Dave.
340 pounds, eats cheeseburgers all his life, just swats LaMelo.
Right.
Be all over ESPN.
Hell yeah, I would. Some of those guys are fucking... Sometimes it is amazing to see how big people can get. Like, some of them are born that way, but you ever see, like, a really big old person, you're like, holy fuck, how did this guy make it to this point being that big? Some people just defy all the health recommendations that are given, and it makes me think, like, why even exercise? Like, why even eat right? Like, this dude's been smoking cigarettes and eating cheeseburgers, and he's 78.
I feel like America is, like, possibly one of the only countries with the weight issue.
Maybe.
Because, like, you look like... I mean, I've never been out of the country, so I can't say that for 100% facts. But, like, you go to... You look at other countries, and, like, you don't see, like, big people. Even, like, McDonald's in Tokyo. I was watching a video. This guy went and got McDonald's in Tokyo, which they got some stuff. They got, like, this sushi filet. You know, the fish filet?
Right.
But it's fried sushi. Fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp filet. Okay.
And shit's banging. Sure. Well, it looks banging. Anyway, but their McDonald's is, like, not, like, American McDonald's. Like, their meat's real. Like, they, like... And same in, like, the UK.
And a small is, like, a small here is, like, a large.
Yeah, a small here is, like, huge. What was that... What was it called when you would get, like, the extra, extra big shit at McDonald's?
Super Size.
Yeah, and they just...
You ever watch the movie?
Yeah.
Super Size Me?
A second one now.
Yeah, he opens his own fast food chain.
No, I haven't watched it, but that must be wild. But, yeah, no, they, like, banned the supersizing.
After that movie?
Yeah.
They were like, this motherfucker. Because you watch that shit. I watched it again, like, a few months ago. And the doctors, the experts that he consults with before he goes and does it, they're like, I mean, you might gain a little weight, but I think you'll be all right. Because he had to eat McDonald's three times a day for every meal. And if they asked him to supersize, he had to say yes.
Yeah.
So he's like, he told the doctors his plan for a month or however long it was. And they're like,
it was 30 days.
Yeah, and they're like, you should be, you know, you might gain a little weight, but there shouldn't be any problems with anything else. And he comes back after, like, he couldn't even finish. He did, like, 28 days, and he comes back, and they're like, oh, my God, like, your cholesterol is triple, and your heart is, you know, palpitating, and there's your sugar and all this shit. You're fucked up. Yeah. It was, like, a big fucking deciding factor.
He's gonna fucking die.
Yeah, like, McDonald's can't keep... And, I mean, you know, it got rid of the Super Size Me. It got rid of... It brought in salads. So, like, it did something, but still...
First, though, a McDonald's salad was, like, fucking a bowl of chicken with ranch dressing. That's what a fucking McDonald's salad was.
Right.
And then, have you ever got a fucking McRib?
Yes.
That is not real rib.
They're terrible.
That is the... One day I was amped to get a McRib. Amped.
Right.
I was like, McRib's back, baby, let's go. You know, I love McDonald's. I'm talking mad shit right now.
No, like, me too. It's great.
I'm a big endorser for McDonald's.
Sponsor us, McDonald's.
That's McDanks. I'm fucking... Come on, McDonald's. But I was so amped to get the McRib, and it was garbage.
Yeah.
The worst thing I ever had. They had wings one time.
I remember the wings.
The wings were actually pretty good.
Maybe. I disagree. I thought they were terrible, it's all right.
I had one box of McWings. I only had them once.
McWings.
And they were crispy enough to, like, keep me going.
You know? No, the best thing they ever had was the lobster tail. Or the lobster
rolls.
Delicious.
Weren't
it was terrible.
They were like $20 lobster
rolls. Dude, they were, like, cold. Like, cold, cold. Like, obviously, a lobster roll is supposed to be cold.
Not the roll, though. The roll's supposed to be warm.
Shit was, like, and it was wet. Like, you bit it, and it was just like... It was like you took a rag and said... And just fucking... It was disgusting, dude. It was so mushy and gross.
McDonald's shouldn't do everything.
No.
But
just stick to the fucking patties.
The fucking burgers, yeah. The chicken sandwich was banging. I can't lie. I got that for like a month straight. Not every day for a month, but... you know who actually did the McDonald's challenge? You know who Chad Johnson is? Ocho Cinco?
Yeah. He loves it, though.
He did it for like, I think, 15 days. And his goal was to lose weight while on McDonald's. And
he can happen.
And I started gaining, so he was like, I'm going to cut this off.
But even he could get away with it. He's a fucking he's a super athlete.
Yeah, those guys can...
Like, Georges St-Pierre used to eat the fuck out of anything. Even Farah Sahabi used to be like, don't do what George does when it comes to diet. Because he would eat anything. He'd eat McDonald's. He said he would go to the Chinese buffet after weigh-ins. Put on all his weight back before the fight.
Did he ever have a weigh-in issue? Like, did he ever not make weight?
I don't think so. Because, not that I know of.
Because Khabib was like that. Khabib would eat like a whole fucking house. But that would be the day before weigh-in.
Yeah.
So then he would weigh in 5 pounds over.
Tiramisu Tuesdays. Tony Ferguson used to do that shit.
I can't believe, like, all the fights we've ever wanted to see, and that's the one we missed out. It's too late to run that fight now. I wouldn't want to see it now. Tony's
God,
watched.
No.
I wanted to see it, like, then. Like, when it's supposed
Everyone
to be,
wanted to see it.
It was supposed
man.
To be the main event for Woodley Wonderboy 2.
Was it? Was it supposed to? Damn, and that main event sucked.
Yeah,
boring as hell.
That was a boring fight.
Yeah.
Because it came off of a war between them at first.
Yeah, that first one was crazy.
Yeah.
And then that fucking second one was just so boring.
Yeah, Tyron's a bitch now. Jake Paul tattoo for why? Really? You're that desperate for a rematch that down bad?
Hardy, what's his name? Dan Hardy? He said that it's a fake tattoo. He doesn't think it's a real tattoo.
I saw that too, and... Tyron Woodley kind of ruined Dan Hardy with what he said back to Dan
He did,
Hardy.
Yeah.
He was like, you literally... Dan Hardy said something about, like, oh, you came after the best, like, welterweights ever.
Yeah.
And Tyron Woodley was like, you're not the best. You're not one of them, like,
right.
pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's something to be said about the fact that Woodley was... I mean, he's got 5 championship belts. He's, you know... It sucks that he... you know, after that, now he's like a laughingstock for the most part.
He kind of did it to himself. After the loss to Kamaru Usman, it went downhill bad. Like, I can't remember every fight he lost after Kamaru, but like...
Oh, God.
I know he lost to a couple bums.
Well, he lost to... He loses to fucking Kamaru all 5 rounds. Then he loses to, I think it was Colby next... 4 rounds, gets finished.
I was bad because he was talking a lot of shit in that one, too.
Right. And then he fought Burns and got mopped all 5 rounds.
Burns looked really good in that fight, though.
He looked phenomenal.
That was the fight that got him title fight.
Oh, hell yeah. And then he got beat by Luque, but at least he fucking went out and pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Like, he went and, threw punches. He lost, but, I mean, Christ. He got pretty much exposed by... Kamaru. Like, Kamaru wouldn't let him sit on the fence. Like, I'll just take you down. Like, you're just gonna sit. Because people would stand with him, and then he would wait and land that perfect shot. He did it to fucking Robbie. He did it to Wonderboy. Didn't finish him, but he did it to Wonderboy. He dropped Darren Till with that. And, like, eventually it just stopped working.
As much as I hate Kamaru Usman, he's good.
Oh, my God. He's got to be the pound for pound.
But do you think the rematch between Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley happens? Or you think Jake Paul just goes on and does something else?
Jake Paul should move on, I would think. I mean, he slid by on it was a split decision, right? I didn't watch the fight.
I didn't watch it either. I saw highlights, and there was a moment where Tyron, like, hit him.
Right.
Where I was like, Jake Paul probably won't take that punch too many times in his career and then stand from it.
Well, Jake Paul's smart because he's not fighting any boxers.
Exactly.
As long as he keeps fighting washed-up MMA fighters, he's going to be...
He's going to eventually get into the dangerous territory where he has to fight a boxer, though, if he wants to continue a career in boxing.
Right. Which, I mean, he says he does, but I doubt it. He's picking... A career in boxing involves, like... There's a point where you have to fight people.
Yeah.
Like, you have to fight contenders to build your way. And then you can... Go ahead and start. You get a little traction. You're like, okay, I've knocked out 7 of my last 8 opponents. I want to pick who I want to fight. he's off rip picking who he wants to fight, which is fucking great. He has a platform to do it. He doesn't have to build himself up. But like, why would he? Why would he just be like, oh, let me fight? Like, he's not gonna fight Tommy Fury.
Yeah, he. I don't see him fighting a real boxer.
No.
And I see. I wish he would fight. I wish Dylan Danis and him would fight.
Dylan Danis got choked up by some security guard. Come on.
Wait, did he?
You didn't see that? Oh my god. So I guess the story was he asked for the security guard was like, "Hey, you know, I need an ID," and he didn't have an ID, so he pulled out his fucking like Google bio, like Wikipedia bio, Dylan Danis out of his phone. And the guy's like, "That doesn't count. Like, you can't, you know, whatever. You can't come in here just because you're famous." The guy wasn't taking the shit, so I guess a scuffle happened, and there's a video of dude on his back, like with a rear naked, heels in his fucking everything, and Danis is like, it looks like he taps. It looks like he taps. I don't know if he tapped, but the face, you could see it. He was uncomfortable. So like, and he's supposed to be like phenomenal,
he's
like grappling.
The best, like one of the best grapplers in the world, like,
right?
Top tier jiu-jitsu.
I just got his back taken. I mean, there might have been some other circumstances, but that's a bad look.
Who's the bald? He used to be a fighter. He's a coach now. He's from Long Island. He coaches like
at Sarah.
Yeah, you ever see him in the restaurant take down that guy and just like hold him? And he was like, "Relax, buddy, relax."
Yeah, he's like mounted him. He's just like has his hands like. Yeah. And the guy's like, "Yeah." He fucking. He just has his hands.
I think that shit's so funny when like a normal person tries to like. You know, get bigger on an MMA fighter.
Dude, Schilling. No, Curt Schilling is the baseball player.
Yeah.
What's Joe Schilling?
Oh, okay.
The guy who trains with Nick Diaz and shit.
Muay Thai or...
Yeah, kickboxing. Yeah, no, yeah. He's fucking... He came to Triforce with Cowboy.
Mm, yeah, he's badass.
He's a brick shit house. That dude's an animal. Some dude fucked with him in a bar and he like three-pieced him. Like Schilling did, beat the fuck out of him, like put hands on him. And it's like Joe Rogan, they talked about it on his show, and he made a good point. And it's like, these guys, they're not gonna let you hit them. Like a lot of the times you hear, your parents might say it or someone, don't hit anybody first. If they may let them make the first move and then you react. And that's not necessarily the best advice, but especially a fighter, like you can't try and close the distance on a guy who knows what the fuck he's doing. You can't make a quick, like, even if you try to push him, like, he's gonna smack the shit out of you. Like, you can't fuck with a guy like that.
No. My favorite story is the Boz Rutten story, because Boz Rutten walked into a bar and one of the security guards knew who he was and was fucking with him.
Yeah.
And, like, they just, like, testing the security guard's worth. Like, the security guards were, like, testing their strength on him. And then they ended up getting into a brawl, and Boz Rutten just beat the fuck out of every security guard. He said he picked up bar stool. Like,
yeah, it was like the broomsticks.
Yeah.
And they slapped him in the head, and he's fucking hit them. You ever see his like instructional video? It's hilarious.
I feel like I've seen it. Yeah.
You've probably seen like little bits because they'll do like memes on like MMA pages and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, bang, bing, bong. I love that shit. And he's, like, picking up weapons. Like, you know the shit that they use to, like, stack tickets after they've been used? He's like, this ear is a very good weapon. You can stab. You can smash. It's fucking great. He's just picking up all kinds of shit.
He's perfect. He's
great. Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, no. Back when he was actually fighting was, like, the vicious era of fighting where like you could fucking stomp on people and
bitch slapping people.
Yeah.
Open hand shots.
Yeah, like the Pride Wanderlei like dropping his knee on somebody's forehead. Like,
oh yeah, those were bad. That was nuts. I mean, Boss used to fight in Pancras, which was like early on.
What?
And they had like shin guards.
That was Japan too, right? Or
yeah.
Tokyo, one of those. That's where all of like the crazy shit happens.
Oh my god. The open weight fights, like that shit still goes on.
Yeah, Ryzen.
Yeah.
That's the best fucking thing.
That dude, Crazy Horse, just running around. The black dude, Charles Bennett.
Oh,
is that his name? Something Bennett?
Yeah.
And he's like.
He's. he fought Uriah Faber one time, and that's like his claim to fame.
Yeah.
That's why people know who he is, because against Uriah, he was like ooga booga ooga, like trying to like fuck with him, like psych him out, and Uriah just asked his shit out.
That guy's got so many fights. I remember watching, one day I was like just chilling, and I went to his page, and he was doing like an Instagram live, and he's just in his car like emptying out a Black and Mild packet. So he could probably fill it with weed or something. But it's mad funny. He's just sitting there mad long just talking shit. He's like, yeah, fuck that. Whatever. It's just hilarious. People are watching. They're like, we love you. He's like, fuck y'all. I'm trying to get some pussy. Something like that. Like, just terrible.
He's like the definition of like doesn't care. Like,
right.
Like, that's his, like, he chose his career path. It's fighting and fucking.
Right.
Because he's not like rich from fighting.
That, no.
I mean, the fact that he's had so many fights and still has to do it, like, shows that, like, he hasn't clearly made money. Like,
right.
Even like low tier UFC fighters make. Like, fighters that, like, will fight on, like, the first card of the main card, walk out with 100K.
Mm.
Like, that's probably more than Charles Bennett's made in, like...
half his career.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, it's funny. Did you see the guy from BKFC died?
Yeah, that's tragic
wild.
Because, however, that promotion's stupid. They should have seen that coming a mile away. Like, you got a bunch of big-ass motherfuckers brawling without gloves.
Cracking each other.
Can they elbow, or is it
no.
just boxing?
Yeah, you can, like, dirty box. Like, you can hold the head and punch.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
like, punch in the clinch. But
and to think people, like fucking, like, princesses, like fucking Paige Van Zandt, a bare-knuckle boxer.
Oh,
like,
my God. It's crazy.
Like, put Paige Van Zandt bare-knuckle against Valentina. Dead.
Right.
That there's like different levels to fighting, and like bare knuckles definitely not the place you should have two very different levels in.
It's pretty low. There's it's funny because there are guys who come up in that sport, like Tyler Goodjohn.
Yeah.
That dude's nice. Like, he boxes. Like, he can shoulder roll and box legitimately without gloves. Like, kind of how, you know, Malignaggi did against Artem. He was able to box, like, legitimately. A lot of the guys that they get are washed-up fighters. Like, either they were boxers or MMA fighters, and they have no money. They need an outlet. And, you know, Bigfoot Silva isn't going to get signed by Bellator or signed by ONE. They're not going to get signed by a legitimate promotion. So BKFC's like, why not? It's big for us. Silva's not a huge name, but he's, you know...
Big enough,
exactly. It makes sense for us.
Like, the casuals might not know who he is, but, like, a UFC guy, UFC fan sees Bigfoot's name, they're gonna be like, oh, I gotta see this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I watched it when he fought Gonzaga.
Yeah, no, like,
two big chooches from fucking Brazil. But, again, people are gonna remember Gonzaga because he fucking killed Mirko Krokop that one time. Like,
Gonzaga was good, too.
Yeah. He was just really big.
Yeah, the BKB, they had this one guy from, like, I don't know where he was from, but he was a boxer that had, like, two pro fights. Nobody would, like, give him a fight, so he came to BKB and he beat the shit out of, like, three people in a row. Can't think of his name. He's, like, a Mexican.
Right.
Who does the flag, and, you know.
They all do that.
Yeah, they love it, but, like, he thinks he's Canelo in there in the BKB, right?
Did you watch the, It hasn't happened in a while, but did you see Masvidal's promotion? Gamebred FC?
Oh, yeah.
It's like bare knuckle MMA.
Yeah.
And Brock Weaver won. He fought and won.
Brock Weaver is nice. He unfortunately wasn't nice in the UFC.
Right.
But he just needs to kind of evolve more. And
I mean, he's definitely cool. Like, I'm a fan of him just because of, like, the way that he is.
Mm.
Like, he's, like, a legit warrior, and he's Native American, like, legit Native American. So, I mean, that's cool, but, like, you kind of need to win. Like, you kind of need to win fights.
He was taking losses bad in the UFC. That's why he's not there anymore. But
right. Nah, he's pretty dope.
Yeah, he's cool. You know, the hair, the face, he reminds me of, what's his name from, fuck it. That Gable Stevenson got signed to WWE. He got drafted WWE. I don't know why.
What
I just
a waste.
Remember that. Gable Stevenson. What a fucking waste, right?
I know.
Fucking Olympic champ. Who are you, Kurt Angle? Like, that is the only Olympic champion that ever did that. Was Kurt Angle. And now Abel Stevenson's a fucking...
What's his name? Mark Henry. He was an Olympic weightlifting champion.
Oh, okay, okay.
But wrestling, you're right. I think the Iron Sheik was a world... Like, he competed in Pan Ams and shit like that at one point back in the day. But you're right. Kurt Angle is, like, the biggest one.
Yeah, Kurt Angle is, like, the man. Like, he made his career off of that one gold medal.
Right. Talked about it the whole time.
And Gable Stevenson, like, he's young. Like, he's in the WWE. The contract he got, he's going to be doing Monday Night Raw. But he's going to be still, like, when... he's still going to be able to do his senior year in Minnesota and wrestle for Minnesota.
Damn.
And then... And then after that, he's going to come do the Raw. Like, he's just going to be... Like, Vince McMahon already signed... Like, him and Vince already signed the... what's that agreement called? Like, John Cena has it. Like, John Cena can't make all of the money off of his name. The WWE always gets a percentage.
Oh, right, right, right. It's, like... What is it? Creative property or some shit like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. But Gable Stevenson's going to use his real name, but Vince will always get a profit out of that now.
Sure.
I don't know why he would sign that this early, at least.
Maybe he's trying to do, like, a Brock Lesnar route.
A Brock Lesnar type thing, like, do WWE just to get, like, the...
Get mad bread and the notoriety.
Yeah, because people are going to know who he is.
Yeah.
Because I've seen footage of Gable, like, hitting bags and shit. I always assumed he was gonna go the MMA route.
Right. I think everyone did. I mean, he's a fucking freak. You'd think a guy like that would be, you know, nasty. But, I mean, you know, there's a video of him training with Brock Lesnar. Mm. So maybe they talked about
it. Brock went to Minnesota, too.
Right, right, right.
So I think that's, like, Brock and Gable are, like, kind of, like, they've trained together multiple times, I believe.
Sure.
Even though Brock looks like the meanest person ever.
He does. He looks like he's just intimidating as fuck.
There's a story that's, like, he was working out at one of the WWE workout places, and I guess there's always fans that are allowed to come in and they just kind of, like, look at the WWE superstars, like... And there was this young kid that followed Brock into the locker room, and... One of the wrestlers were like, I don't know, bud, you probably shouldn't go back there. And then they, like, walked into the showers, and Brock Lesnar was just, like, screaming, like, you want to see my dick, kid? Like,
oh, my God. What a fucking animal.
What a fucking monster, man. Like.
I was watching something on, like, Flow Wrestling or some shit like that, and they were talking about seeing Brock Lesnar at tournaments, like, the coaches and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy, one of the coaches goes, what is that? Like, imagine being a senior or a junior or whatever the fuck you are, and this freshman who's the size of your dad standing on another version of your dad, standing on his shoulders, as wide as your dad laying down the long way, like, and now you gotta wrestle that fucking guy. Like, he was a fucking... That's probably why he became the champion, just because he was a fucking tank.
He's always been that big, too, though.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. Like, ever since, like, the cut from his college wrestling scene to now, he's obviously gotten way bigger.
But, yeah.
Like, he's always been, like...
He had to cut. He had to cut to make heavyweight in the UFC.
No.
Dude, like, that's ridiculous.
Did you see that, Mark Hunt finally won his... he got his lawsuit.
Yes, good for him.
Yeah, fucking good for him. Fuck what the... They try to cover that shit up.
Right.
With the drugs and whatnot. Mark Hunt wasn't having it.
Oh, my God, dude. Brock Lesnar was red.
It wasn't...
Like, just red body.
Yeah, it wasn't just Brock either. Like, Mark Hunt was like, I've had enough. Like, I always fight guys that are on steroids.
All the time.
Like, you're always putting me against these steroided people. Like, stop it. Like, fucking stop.
He's been doing it since, like, the beginning of time. Think about when he fought in K1 before there was... Any, like, nobody gave a fuck about.
Yeah.
And he was, he was like 20-0 at one point. He was fucking people up.
Yeah. Like, he never, like, I love Mark Hunt.
Oh, my God.
Mark Hunt's just this fucking short, fucking stubby dude that just goes out there and throws fucking bombs.
Throws lunch boxes, dude. It's crazy. Like, and what's crazy is because he fought, the first time he fought Bigfoot. Crazy fight.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was the really bloody fight. There was blood everywhere.
Mayhem. Mm. Both guys look like they're in a fucking car crash afterwards. And he tested positive for steroids. No wonder. Because the next time they fought, Mark Hunt knocked him out in like the first round. Like, quick.
Yeah.
Like, it was you know, it's unfortunate, obviously.
I mean, now everything's so strict to where, like, but it's fucked because the big fighters don't get outed about drugs. The big fighters somehow get by the steroids and yeah. shit like that. Like, John Jones, unfortunately, like, fuck him. Fuck John Jones.
Sure.
Just on the drugs alone. Like, right. Not what he's recently done, because
Because that's okay.
That's not okay. It's absolutely not okay. I wasn't saying
back to the sandwich point just you were talking about, right?
Fuck sandwiches. I'm talking about drugs, all right? Fucking putting the needle in your ass to get bigger.
Right.
So John Jones did a lot of that.
Yeah.
I was watching the interview the other day when John Jones said to Andrew Cormier, I looked like a crackhead. And then DC was like, well, the difference between us is I may look like a crackhead, but you are.
You are one. He's like, I'd never been one. And he's like, and my dick works. Because he got bagged on like a fucking...
Yeah, the dick pills.
The dick pill, yeah.
Which is like, was debunked, like...
Right.
That shit was drugs.
Yeah, totally. It's fucking great. What was I gonna say?
They should be canceled now, though. No John Jones fights, no nothing.
Right. I mean, they're all saying they should get rid of him, because, like, they're kind of enabling him. But, I mean, Dana White has no stars anymore.
They're pretty much allowing him to do whatever he wants. Like, yeah. That's not okay.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know...
Dana
did the same thing with Connor.
Dana does have no stars now. Yeah, but Connor never did anything that bad.
Bus thing was pretty bad.
Okay, the bus thing.
Be punching an old guy in a bar.
Okay, I was going to say
that's not good either.
That was one of the worst things he did. The bus thing, I feel... Nah, because he actually fucked people up during that. People actually got, like...
They got pulled out of fights.
Eyes and
yeah.
He, like, ruined that card high key.
Right. That's pretty bad. But the thing is like, all right, it's bad. This is terrible. Fuck. And then Khabib and Conor fight. What do they show the whole time?
The bus.
The video of Conor. Throwing the thing. And it's like, all right, he made it pretty interesting. Now he's like, you know, it's fucked up because it's like a double-edged thing. Like, now people are going to be like, all right, let's see what John Jones does when he comes back. Like, he fucked up again. But now it's, like, to the point where everyone is expecting that from him. So.
I said, I feel like I've, the first time I was on here, we talked a lot of MMA, and I feel like I said it's just a matter of time before John Jones fucks up again. And yeah. I feel like he's fucked up before this recently.
Yeah,
probably. I feel like he did something, like, a couple months ago that was kind of fucked up, and now we're here.
Well, I think the biggest fight in the UFC to make is Ngannou and Jones. One of the biggest fights. So, like, everyone wants to see that. And, I mean, I get it. He's not getting paid what he wants, so it's being, like, put on hold. But now, who knows if it'll happen? Because I think Gon and Ngannou are fighting.
Yeah.
I think that's coming up next.
That's what I think is going to happen. And I think Ngannou's just going to continue to just move on, just defend his belt, because...
I think Ngannou loses.
To Gon?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I thought Derrick Henry... Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Derrick Lewis. Derrick Henry's on the Titans. Henry's
running back.
Sorry, you'd get slept by Ngannou.
Derrick Henry, big dude. But yeah, you get slept by Ngannou. He's a little short. But no, I thought Derrick Lewis was going to be gone. He didn't.
No.
But I thought he was going to.
Gone's too good, man. Gone I said is, it from the beginning.
Gone is pretty good. I honestly didn't hear about him until Derrick Lewis.
Really? I had him beating Rosenstreich.
I feel like he went kind of under the radar for me. I don't really pay attention to heavyweight because heavyweight hasn't been interesting in so long.
Right.
And, I mean, there's some interesting fights out there, but the interesting ones are usually the bigger names.
Yeah.
Or if it's a prelim slugfest. Sometimes
I'll turn
the prelims on to, like, randoms I've never heard of before, yes. And it's just a fucking brawl. I love that.
That's why you watch heavyweights. And since we're on the topic of heavyweights, this obviously is going to come out after it happens, but Fury and Deontay fighting this weekend for the third time. I think Fury's going to beat him again, like, probably pretty bad.
So, I think that Fury should. On paper, he should come out and flawlessly beat him. But everybody said on paper, last time Deontay Wilder should have came out and flawlessly beat Tyson Fury because of how good he looked in the first... The first one was the big one where, like...
You got knocked down and got up.
Yeah, Tyson got up with, like, 1 second left.
I mean, I personally never thought Deontay was going to beat Tyson Fury. I think Deontay had better chances of beating Joshua, who, I mean, holy fuck, Usyk, what a fucking beast.
Usyk's always been a beast.
Oh, hell yeah.
Usyk, when Joshua was dodging everybody at the very beginning, Usyk was, like, kind of just, like, taking out everybody he could.
But like, Usyk came up. He came up from weight.
He has a bunch of belts. He had, like, the cruiserweight belt and shit like that, and now he's heavy.
Yeah, and a lot of people were like, he's undersized, he's small, but he fucking... He put on a clinic against Anthony Joshua, big time.
I mean, Anthony Joshua kind of lost all of his, like, hype when he lost to...
Ruiz? Andy?
Yeah. Which was, like, that was, like, a huge shock.
Oh, my God. Huge upset. One of the biggest ones ever.
Big, big, because, like...
It was on, like, I don't know, 10 days notice or something? Switching a point? I don't remember who he was supposed to fight. There was a switch and fucking... Andy Ruiz just steps in, some chubby short guy.
And fucking knocks his shit out.
Fast hands, like, fucked him up bad. And then comes back unmotivated, Andy Ruiz. I don't know if you watched the second fight, but it was pretty bad on Ruiz's part. He gained weight. He was already fat, and he gained weight. Now he's, like, slim and trim, like, in shape.
I mean, I feel like that was his first title. Yeah. Like, his first important title. So, like... We've seen that in the UFC before, too. You win a title, and now you just, like, kind of, like... What Conor McGregor did.
Yeah.
Like, Conor McGregor, like, won a title, then, like, he was done. Like, his career's over. Like, don't gotta do much anymore.
Right.
But, like... No, you still got a lot to do, buddy.
Or you could stop, I mean...
Especially in boxing. Well, you could stop, but in boxing, I feel like you... Especially in heavyweight... Like, you want to be those top three guys. You have to beat those top three guys, you know? Like, Deontay, Tyson.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua was, but I don't really say he's on either of their levels now.
Well, I think heavyweight boxing actually is exciting again.
I like heavyweight. Heavyweight boxing is, like, on the map again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Boxing in general is slowly starting to build hype back up. Even Canelo fights.
Everyone wants to see Canelo fight.
Canelo fights get the most hype ever. Like,
yeah, he's the biggest, one of the biggest names.
Yeah, easily. Canelo, everybody calls Canelo out.
Oh, yeah.
Canelo gets like 150 call-outs a day.
Demetrius Andrade. He went there.
I know, I know, and I really want that fight to happen.
See, the thing with Demetrius is that he, when promoters look at him, in terms of his opponent's promoters... It's a lose-lose situation, because if you beat this guy, it's like, all right, another, you know, you should have beaten him. Who is this person? For people who don't know who he is, because he doesn't have a huge name. And then if you lose to this guy, you just lost. Not only did you lose to somebody that nobody knows about, or you shouldn't have lost to, but you lost a boring fight, because the way Demetrius fights is he's very... He fights like a Bernard Hopkins. He's smart. He's not going to be reckless. He's going to be defensive, you know, defensively sound. He's not going to take risks. He's going to do his best to win the fight. And it might be fucking boring. It's like when you watch, sometimes you watch a Floyd fight. And I don't find those super boring. But there are some where it's like, all right, this is kind of ridiculous. There's nothing going on. And then now, okay, Canelo did that and he fucking lost a boring ass fight. Nobody wants to lose that. Nobody wants to lose, but at least if you have, like, you know, like if...
Fight behind it.
Yeah.
But what sucks is Demetrius Andrade was supposed to fight Billy Bob Joe.
Billy Joe Saunders.
I call him Billy Bob Joe all the time. Yeah, Billy Bob Joe. He was supposed to fight him. And that fight ended up not going through. Yeah. If he fought him, that fight would have, like... kind of made Demetrius Andrade's career a little bigger.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be at the dunk, too. But then Billy Saunders ended up not fighting. He ended up just, like...
I thought he had the best chance at beating Canelo, Billy Joe Saunders. I bet... I was going to bet him. Oh, no, I think I did bet him. But... And I think he won a round here or there. Because it was, what, 5 rounds before it had to be stopped? And I think it was, like, even going into the 5th round. And I said it from the beginning. I'm like, he could beat Canelo. And Canelo hit him in the face, broke his orbital bone, and that was it.
Yeah. Whenever Canelo fights, I always pick the other person and throw him in a parlay. There's actually three fighters I do that with. Every time Valentina fights,
the other person
she's fighting, you know, gets thrown in a parlay.
Sure.
Whoever she fought last time.
Terrible.
But it was like plus 800. Like, that's a lot of money if you win a parlay.
Oh my god.
Plus 800. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's
and Amanda Nunes.
Amanda, that's
she's always like
one.
A negative 1200 too. Always right. A minus 1200 or something crazy.
Dude, I was gonna bet Usyk. I should have fucking. I was in Indiana though, so I couldn't. You got, with the sports bet app, yeah, you gotta be in Rhode Island.
Do you know what the odds were for that fight?
It was like plus 250 or something.
That would have been pretty good bet.
That's not bad at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not with boxing. There's Ryan Garcia fights sometimes that he was the underdog on one fight and he won me some money. Ryan Garcia.
Well, that's the other division that's huge. I think it's lightweight. It's Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis,
and
Teofimo.
Are the twin brothers in that one too?
No, they're a little bigger. I think they're welterweight. Okay, the Charlo.
Yeah,
Charlo's
yeah,
wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Teofimo, Lomachenko, what's the other guy? Jorge Linares, Devin Haney. All these guys are fucking animals, and none of them are fighting each other.
Well,
God damn it.
Who Lomachenko just lose to?
Teofimo.
Yep.
And that was a close fight, I think. I watched it. It was a fucking phenomenal fight.
Really,
I think Teofimo won, definitely, but I don't think we'll ever see a rematch, which is unfortunate. Because Loma started to take the later rounds. It seems like he just got started too late. Like, if he was able to start doing what he was doing a little bit earlier,
he
might have won.
Yeah.
But that kid Teofimo's a fucking beast.
That division's really good. I think.
Oh, my God.
I think Ryan Garcia has the most hype, and then Gervonta Davis. But Gervonta Davis is definitely better out of the two.
Oh, my God.
Ryan Garcia is definitely just, I feel like he's all hype.
He's still young.
He's fought a lot of, like, nobody so far.
Well, he fought Campbell, and Campbell dropped him. Josh Campbell, I don't know if you watched. That was his last fight.
I saw
fight.
Him get dropped.
Dropped him with, like, a left hook, and he got right back up and fought and then finished him with a body shot.
Mm.
Which, I mean, is pretty legit. That's
his
good.
Body shots are vicious.
Oh, my God. He's just so fast.
Yeah, there's, like, a thing where he goes around and, like, has people put on the fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just met, and
Ngannou's like, sitting there.
Ngannou takes the pad off, like, come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, come on, give me more.
I know, dead ass. I mean, you're not folding that guy. Huh?
No,
you need a baseball bat.
No, I'm a big fucking dude.
So we're about an hour in, and we've yet to talk about
these business cards we got on the table.
I think last time you were on here, I don't know how long ago it was, but it was still pretty early on in this production you got going.
CleanCo 401. I think so. I think I was only like a couple months into it.
I don't think you even had a logo yet.
No, I have logos now.
Yeah, hold up one of those cards. Show to the people.
Oh, yeah. CleanCo 401.
Look at that. You can't even see it.
Bang.
Hold it up in front of that one.
Boom. Bang.
Let's see. Bang. Look at
boom.
That. CleanCo like a bitch.
Bang, boom. CleanCo 401. Yeah, I do a lot more now, too. I think when I came on here, I wasn't like doing full restorations yet,
yeah.
But now I'll take a shoe and completely fix it.
Yeah.
Unless they're stitching, I still can't sew. I think I said I want to learn how to sew in the last one. I tried to learn how to sew. My hands were fucked up for a little bit because I kept stabbing myself.
That shit's hard.
That shit's not easy.
Dude, my grandmother's hands are fucking... She had to get a surgery on one of her hands because her shit, like these two fingers are closed.
Yeah.
And that bitch sews...
Like crazy?
Like her whole life, she's just been nasty at sewing.
Yeah.
So, like, you gotta have some...
Everybody's grandma sews. My grandma sews, too.
Like, have some rigid hands.
She's nice. Like, I'll come over and be like, man, I can't do this. And she'll be like, oh, 10 seconds. And I'll
can
be
you,
like, how the fuck did you do that?
Can you even buy a sewing, like, a sewing machine anymore?
Yeah.
Like one of those fucking big clunky ones?
I know what you're talking about. There's a very specific one that sneaker people use, and it's because of the threading on certain shoes that it literally needs to push the thread in, and then the needle comes out.
Oh.
And, like, those, I've never seen... Well, probably, but I've never seen a new-looking one. They're always, like, old, ancient, factory-looking, like pulled it right out of Slater Mill. Like, type fucking machines. They're That's ugly. The they're massive and gigantic.
Slaves used it at one point.
Yeah, just gonna fucking cut my hand off with that. Like, I'm not trusted with that. I can't use a fucking regular needle.
That's great.
But I do full paint jobs, full reglues. Same stuff I was doing last time. I also...
Let's see this. Something working on.
This... I fucking smacked them.
It's okay. These people know. They don't give a fuck.
Fucking shoulder. Alright, so these... This right here pair of Air Forces I've been working on. Small prototype. You know, prototype means before the finished product.
Sure.
So, no laces in these. So, for the prototype, I wanted to take a used pair of Air Forces to
Put
see
Put the microphone to your mouth, you fuck.
I wanted to take a used pair of Air Forces for the prototype to kind of see what I could do.
So, and what did they look like before?
So, now these are just all black before.
Okay.
So, what I did to it was I added all of this color and whatnot. And now I pretty much made them look like a shoe that came out a long time ago. A very expensive pair of sneakers. It's a Nike Dunk.
Yeah.
And it's a Tiffany SB Dunk. I'm trying to pull it up online right now so you kind of see them both next to each other.
So these are ones?
These are Air Force ones.
Okay, got you.
So they were completely black. They were used, so I had to take creases out, clean them up a little bit, and then I added all of the paint. As you can see, the paint job's not flawless because, once again, it is a prototype. I just kind of wanted to see what they looked like with the color because they are a used sneaker.
Yeah.
So, like, if anything, I'm going to wear them or it wouldn't be something that's sold.
Yeah.
So, but on a newer shoe, I would do it with airbrush and, like...
So, is that a thing that people want? They, like
custom sneakers?
Like, they'll give you a pair of sneakers and be like, switch this up?
A lot of the times.
Okay.
I've gotten a pair of ones that were somebody had changed the color to like complete burgundy.
Okay.
But they were originally gray. So he had brought them to me to make them back to gray.
Oh.
So that's what I did. You know, I made them gray again.
I feel like that's got to be, burgundy's got to be a hard one to.
It's a bitch, but I removing the paint. And then I was left with like a pinkish after I moved most of the burgundy. So it was easier to cover up with the gray.
Yeah.
Just use a couple more coats. But yeah, customs. I'm actually working on a all white pair that I'm going to put some stuff on for, MMA Super Bros. They're a small little Instagram, page. They call a bunch of fights. They bring the cards to the fucking judges. They're actually going to the, they'll be at the UFC event in Boston that has not been announced yet.
Oh, dope. I didn't know they were coming back to Boston. I mean, obviously it hasn't been announced, but.
Yeah, that hasn't been announced yet, but.
Did you go to the one with Fitz or not?
I went to 220.
Yeah.
Ngannou and, Stipe, DC and,
Ozdemir.
Yeah.
That must have been dope.
That was a really cool card. And we also got to see the first, like, kind of like debut of Calvin Kattar.
Okay.
So that was fucking lit.
That was Shane Burgos.
Yes.
He fucked up Shane Burgos.
That was fucking battle. That fight
hell
was
yeah.
crazy.
Those uppercuts just finished him.
One of the, I can't remember his name, Sadiq like Yusufin, I think.
Yeah.
He fucking had a crazy like went under the guy, bang. Like
finish.
I got up, went to pee, came back, fight was over.
Missed
like,
it. Oh.
Like
that sucks.
Done. God damn it, Blatter. Like, they were just getting announced. Like,
and they did it at the Garden? It was right at the Garden?
Yeah, it was at TD.
Oh, shit.
And our seats were like, our seats weren't, we were on Octagon side. So, like, our seats were kind of lowered from, like, your normal, like, seats. But we weren't, like, close. But we had a good view. Like, it
right.
was. Next time, I would want to be a little closer. But I definitely, I'm thinking I want to go to the next Boston event.
Yeah.
Who knows? It depends kind of the card because there was that the last one wasn't 220. The last one was a free card.
Okay.
Gotcha. I can't remember who.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Connor fought in Boston at the beginning.
When he fought...
I don't remember who.
He fought...
Was it the first guy, Brimage? Was it Marcus Brimage?
No, it was the Dennis... Someone.
Dennis Seaver. Oh, my God. What a terrible matchup. Holy Christ.
I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name.
Little short, tiny guy, like, smokes him. And I love what they ask him about him. They're like, what do you think about Dennis Seaver? He's like, I think he's a short, little German who I'm going to butcher. Like, so good. No, but that's great that, you know, I mean, you've been doing this, what, a year or yeah. a little longer? Yeah,
yeah, I'm about to be longer than a year.
Yeah.
The YouTube's going to be a year old next month.
Do you still put shit up on YouTube?
I haven't in about 2 to 3 months, but right. I am working on new videos. It's just hard to, like, keep new content coming for a sneaker page.
Right.
And I kind of wanted to drift. I was doing reviews for a little bit on, like, new sneakers. I wanted to drift away from that because, like, nobody wants to watch me review a sneaker that came out 2 weeks ago for 5 minutes. Like, I mean, my views have been popping. Like, it's not terrible. It's pretty good for a fucking low-key sneaker cleaner, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, the cleaning tutorials definitely do way better than the reviews. And I actually have two cleaning kits. One, I'm going to ruin the refresher brand that, you know, the guys at the mall? Mm-hmm. Guys that'll be like, hey, over here, come over here.
Yeah.
And then he'll clean one shoe and then be like, I'll clean the other one for $20.
Yeah.
Or you can buy my kit for $60. That kit does not work. Sure. I was at the Big E last week. Had a pair of my ones on, which are suede, and they were dirty because I'm cleaning all these other people's shoes. I ain't got time to clean my own shoes. Unfortunately, I do use sneaker wipes. Shout out to Clean Kicks for hooking me up with those. However, I was at the Big E walking in dirt, and the guy stops me, brings me over. He goes, I'm gonna clean your sneaker. And I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, let me do it. And I was like, all right. So he's telling me about the brand, and I'm like, You guys are at the fucking Providence Place Mall, like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know.
And
they're traveling.
And then he's doing my shoe, and he brings out this. He called it a like dabber.
Yeah.
And he put it. It what it does is it dabs like a white dye onto a white area to make it white, and that is not cleaning the shoe. That is covering the dirt. So, you know, I tried to make that a point to him. He was like, no, because you just wipe it off.
Sure.
But there's still dirt there.
It's like almost like painting over it.
You didn't clean anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, and then there's cleaning product that comes with it, and it smells really good.
That's what hooks you.
But I'm 110% certain that there's no difference between that and, like, normal hand soap.
Right.
Or, like, that is not, like, sneaker cleaning solution. Like, every sneaker cleaning solution I've used, like, it smells good, but it smells like solution.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to. It has soaps in it. It has fucking different cleaners in it. And their big, like, claim to, like, this product really works is, like, there's no chemicals.
Bullshit.
How you...
Let me dab this on a rabbit's head and see what happens.
Not, I mean, if it doesn't have chemicals, like, then how's it cleaning anything?
Yeah.
Because, like, every soap has at least one fucking
it's gotta chemical. Have something in it.
It's gotta have something in it. Even if it's a harmless chemical, like, sure. That's what most soaps are. They're harmless chemicals.
Right.
But, like, this one claims to have none. Which, I'm not going to prove what chemicals are in it because I'm not a fucking scientist. But I do have a dirty-ass pair of shoes that I'm going to try to clean with that brand.
Right.
Put that video is going to go up on YouTube because that brand's been getting too many people. They've been touching too many people.
They've been stealing shit from CleanCo.
Man, they've been, you know, coming to the mall. You know, come here. Come over here. I hate that.
One day, you're going to be in the mall doing that to people.
Listen, I've thought about going to the mall and trying to see if they'd let me set up a camera and like, yo, can I clean here for like 20 minutes? Like,
yeah.
20, 30 minutes. Like,
you should get a booth. I mean, we talked about this before, yeah. But you should get a booth at like a fucking event.
I want to do the Big E next year. It's like this giant, like, have you ever heard about the Big E?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's in Springfield. It's like, but it's all like local stuff
yeah.
from like the local like states. So, like, I feel like I'd be able to, like, go into that and, like, do something there. So I was thinking about doing that next year. But, and then the next brand I have is, I can't release the name of their company yet, but a big company I worked with, they did a giveaway with me a couple months ago. They're coming out with a new sneaker cleaner. They just recently sent it to me with no branding on it. So I'm going to do a video with them just to see how that works out, see if that's good, and let them give them feedback on that. You know, they called me an expert when they DM'd me. It made me smile. Never been called an expert. Nothing in my life.
At least you found something.
Shit. Dirty people's shoes.
That's what I was going to say. You found fucking cleaning shoes. No, but I mean, it is definitely a niche. Like, it's a niche thing. Like, you see it. You were saying, like, oh, I mean, it's pretty, I'm getting a lot of views. It's pretty good for, you know, whatever, for a low level fucking, you know, YouTube page. But the thing is that's like, there's definitely a market for that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
And a specific one. Because people will watch you. I think you should do both. I think you should review sneakers and do cleaning tutorials and do like cleaning product reviews. I feel like you should do all that shit.
I want to do like challenges and shit too. Like, I really want to. This idea has always been in the back of my head to like go somewhere that's really populated, like Times Square or something.
Yeah.
And just clean shoes on people's feet.
Like, you should line up like 10 people and be like, I'm going to clean these guys' sneakers in an hour. And you just bang it out.
Shit like that.
And you live stream it or something.
Shit like that. But
right on a big Times Square screen.
Another big thing that's been happening with a lot of like other sneaker cleaners have been like messaging me and like asking for tips and stuff, and like I get tips from them too. Like,
yeah,
that's one thing I love about doing this. The community's great. None of us are really like, oh no, I'm not telling you nothing. Like, these are my secrets. Like,
right.
We're kind of sharing everything, and like, they're all pretty much from different states anyway. Like, not like they're taking my customers, but where we just share tips and like share better ways to like take care of sneakers, and you know, a nice little community I'm building.
Yeah,
Clean Co. too. Yeah.
Well, that's the most important part. I mean, if you're anybody that thinks they're going to do anything solely on their own, is a fucking moron.
Oh yeah, you definitely like need a community. Like, even if it's like, the fucking Simeon community.
Yeah, the one that doesn't exist.
The people that listen. Hi, Simeon community. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Yeah, the six people that will be tuning into this.
Yeah, they probably all watch me too. They're watching both, you know, same communities. Hi, Clean Co. community.
So I don't know what number the last one was.
Wasn't the last one 60
something?
Or 188?
It might have been something like that. This will be 132, I think. No, 133. So you were from the first one, and you're back. Boom.
Hopefully you see my face.
I don't know. Hopefully the video works this fucking time. Jesus. First time there was no video. Second time the video just didn't work. This time it should work. I think we'll be all right.
hopefully.
All right, motherfuckers. I think we're done. I'm done. We've talked about fucking everything that we can talk about.
Literally, we went from the Zodiac killer to cyberbullying to
fighting.
I think Gable Stevenson joining the WWE was like random jump from cyberbullying to shit, Gable.
As we bully him for doing it.
Oh, fuck, we did.
A little bit. But he'd fuck us both up anyway.
I'm sorry, Gable. Not doing those fucking RKO moves.
Right.
Not catching me with a RKO. That from out of nowhere.
Hell no. I'll just stand up. I ain't going to play with that.
I just won't go forward.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the only person has to jump with you.
And hopefully you guys made it to an hour in where we started to talk about Clean Co. Hopefully you got to that. Tyler, where can everyone find you and your Clean Co.
services? CleanCo401 on Instagram. You can DM me using code SmokingSimeon. I'll give you $10 off
on
your final price there. You can also find me on YouTube at CleanCo401.
Wait for a video every 6 months.
Yeah, wait for it. So if you're going to watch my videos, I'm going to say we post weekly. We don't fucking post weekly.
We didn't say what week, motherfucker.
Facts, I just said fucking weekly.
And you can like ship. Do you, can ship
my,
across
my
country?
My shipping
ship?
Has gotten much better as well because I have an account now with USPC. I mean, USPS. Yeah, the fucking people.
The postal service.
Yeah, the fucking...
The
mail
horse that comes by and you give him the horse and wagon.
Nah, it's just my cat Anakin. I just put the box
Send him
on
out.
Him and he just walks it over here.
Wow.
It's gone to Ohio, Dakota. It's crazy.
All right, motherfuckers, we're done. Make sure you click the links in the description. Follow the show, like I said at the beginning. And follow me and go to obsessiveaggression.com if you want some fucking gloves. I'm done. Peace.